What's so great about? Hello and welcome to What's So Great About, the podcast that wants you to know that Randy Walters is a son of a bitch. My name's Terry.
My name is Andy.
How the bloody hell are you?
Very, very well. And you too?
I too am well.
Good to hear it, pal.
And now you may have inferred from that little opening ditty that we're going to be talking about a man I had completely forgotten existed for like 20 years.
Oh, not
Afro
me.
Man.
Yeah, I mean, we'll get into it, but the story's totally evaded me. Like, I knew nothing about this.
2022, apparently, this has all happened. If you're not been keeping up, if you have a different internet to me and Andy, because everybody has their own internet, I'm figuring this out as I get older. Afro Man, like, was sued by the Florida County Sheriff's Department.
Yeah, like Adams County.
Adams County, yeah.
And they bust his door down. And
so that was the inciting incident.
Yes.
That they burst into his house because they thought
without a warrant.
Yeah, and it was drugs and kidnapping.
Yeah.
And then they took some money on him and kind of cut his security camera feed and stuff like that. Like, so for the past
the ultimate response of just, what can I do? Like, I'm going to just make, not just songs, like albums about.
I couldn't believe the amount that
every time I looked at a video, I'm like, that's hilarious. Yeah. And then, you know, the way Twitter auto scrolls to the next thing, I'm like, what's this now?
The Adams County Sheriff kicked down my door. Then I heard the glass break. They found no kidnapping victims, just some lemon pound cake. Mama's lemon pound cake, it tastes so nice. It made the sheriff wanna put down his gun and cut him a slice.
Of what? Of what?
Lemon pound cake.
And like, there's more. And
he's been doing this for 4 years. Like,
and the fact that he incorporated the CCTV and like talking directly at the officers and like about your man looking at his lemon pound cake and like just so fucking
lick him low, Lisa. Like,
that made me laugh so much when she's listening to that in court. Like the crocodile tears,
the gall of these fucking pigs.
They're so
to be like, oh, and like, I'm so upset. And then like the lawyer being like, and that doesn't affect you that she was upset. He's like, no. He's like, what upsets me is they came into my house on my property, bust up my, like, he spoke so well.
He spoke so well. He's in the full American flag suit, American flag shades, and like, he's
because his whole defense is freedom of speech.
Yeah,
under parody.
And it was like, did you find anyone kidnapped in my front suit pocket? Did you, you know, like just going at them. And like, Randy, what's your man saying? Randy something is a son of a bitch.
Randy Walters, I think.
Yeah, it's a son. It's like, the song.
It's why I fucked his wife and got filthy rich.
Randy Walters is the son of a bitch. That's why I fucked his wife and got filthy rich.
It's like interviewing him. He's like, so that's the defamation? He's like, yes.
Yeah.
He's like, but like, it's clear that, you know, He is not having sex. You're like, I don't know. You have to ask him. Like, sorry?
Just room torpedoes in his whole case. And what I liked about it is, like, even though Afro Man is like, seemed to be taking it all well-ish, but, like, you know, like, handling it well, like, as he won last week, he just see, like, one solid tear just roll down his face, like, behind his shades.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, this guy is, like, this is how you do it. Like, you never hear of, like, justice been served 100%. In this way. It was so satisfying.
I loved the defense where he's like, "There's this man." It's like the Homer Simpson, like all you can eat defense. He's like, "There's a man dressed like this, look like he wants to be taken super seriously." Or yeah, you know, like
it was so good. I'm so
it's
happy.
It's nice to see him back.
I must say, I don't really listen to Because I Got High, but Crazy Rap occasionally comes on my.
Is that called 4-5, 2-6-8, maybe that's all we need. You were always a fan of that one.
Yeah, great one.
You kind of forgot that Because I Got High.
Lesser hit, but you know.
Was the tie-in to Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
What?
Because I Got High.
What do you mean it was the tie-in?
It was a tie-in single to Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Like in the, like it was deliberate?
Yeah, it was released and it was on the soundtrack for Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. And it was like the big single tie-in. Back when things were synergetic.
Ooh, good word.
Yeah.
I do miss. I tell you, that's a dying. That's when this.
And to say that a hero can save us. I'm not gonna. Where's the like Dune 3 song?
Yeah,
doesn't exist.
Where's the big movie song?
Yeah, you know.
Men in Black, Wild Wild West. I mean,
but it doesn't have to be quote unquote auteur like Will Smith.
No,
it could
just give me
give it to Chan Kroger. You know what I mean?
This is the official song of the movie.
Yeah,
it's not the same.
It ain't the same, man. It really ain't. Like I find myself, and I had to stop myself when I was doing my solo cast last week of going into like a tailspin of like I wish it was 30 years ago again. Yeah. Like
I do,
but also
I'll go into that tailspin with you anytime you want.
Constantly, like I mean, like. Watching movies from the 90s, like, God, I know. Look at this, like,
I know,
unbelievable, like.
Well, like, I found when I was even watching, like, because I did a video recently on where I reviewed the 1977 European Cup final, Liverpool's first European Cup, and it was just the crowd, the pitch, like, it was, even though I wasn't born then, I'm like, oh, it's so
it has
lovely.
A, like, viscera.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like,
it was so lovely in comparison to, say, football in particular now. But speaking of football, Terry.
Some big news. It's, you know, I was thinking, oh, we're going to chat about the results, but we've had like two news stories since. I don't know if you saw it today.
No.
There's a leak from Germany
about Alonso.
Slotsky is Dunsky, apparently.
Damn.
Because it's a 2-year deal. And somebody said this to me before, but. Apparently signed a 2-year deal and they're like, no, going to extend.
It really feels like it's not a matter of if, but when. And not even, I feel even if Liverpool said, you know what, we're going to give you one more year to turn this around. I feel like Slot would still be like, no, that's okay. I'm going to go back to Netherlands where my family live.
Is he over by himself here? He's on the
own? Yeah, he's practically sitting and sitting with his jacket on in this manager's job. But
has that been the whole time?
I think his kids are like doing exams and stuff. They're of that age in school. But, you know, it's just, it's not, it's, the more it goes on, the more.
You think Alonso?
I would love Alonso. Really. I mean, the thing is like, I'd love like a Luis Enrique or something like that, but that seems like a very short term. I don't think he's going to be like our next like long term manager. Whereas Alonso, I could see him being a Liverpool manager. I could see him being there for 5 to 10 years if it all goes well.
He's already had the big job, so like you go to Liverpool, big connection there, and if it does go, you know, if he keeps them around the title picture or whatever that, and competitive. You know, you could see him building something there for 6 or 7 years.
But also, what an attractive job, if I'm trying to be just objective about it, of like a team who really can't play much worse. And morale at an all-time low. Lost connection with the manager.
Andy, like, you're describing Man United for the past 15 years. Like, you know, like, can they be the one? But it's,
no,
like,
I think...
It does have its merits. It's why Mbeumo, it's why Cunha signed for us during the summer. It's like, we want to be the one.
The space.
Yes, my lord. We want to be the ones.
You want to be the hero.
Yeah, exactly.
But I think I would be fine with Slot going. I don't think he's got the connection. Like, I was only saying recently, and I think, I don't know if I said it in the last one, like, I know this is a completely bad idea, but if I woke up to the news that, like, Slot's gone and Gerrard's in to the end of the season. Now, I know Gerrard is a straight-up bad manager, right?
He's got a bad record in the Premier League. Yeah. He won titles in Scotland.
Yeah,
you know,
and like, he did well against Rangers, or he did well for Rangers, but because I don't think we can play much worse, I would take the Gerrard appointment simply for the connection factor, the like, you know, hugging the players, like, I want the camera cutting to Gerrard when we score a goal. Let's see him celebrating and
is there anybody else though?
Well, short Rafa? Term what?
Rafa?
No.
Why not?
Ship has sailed.
Yeah, I mean, like,
I don't even think I'd take Klopp back, to be honest. Well, I mean,
I would 100%.
But I don't think that the broader point is, I think those nostalgia returning
Robbie Keane
tend to not work. No.
Come back to finish the job he started. Those 4 months or whatever he was at the club.
Mental. Yeah. But I'd love Alonso. But and it seems like the reports coming out is like this guy was two steps ahead of everyone on the Verts news and all this. So I'd be fine with it. Which is weird to say. How do you lose the fans so quick after winning a title?
But did he ever really have the fans?
Well, the thing is, I think
people like winning.
I think wins do a great job of papering
over
any
connection. But I don't ever remember anybody being like, I love Slot.
No,
like, you know?
There's no one going to bat for him now that I see online. Like, and he doesn't help himself. Like, he talks down every sort of good thing, or he'll always bring it back to like, apparently I make loads of mistakes.
Yeah.
Or like throwing, nuking players like under the bus, and just not, you know,
not to generalize, but a lot of the Dutch managers in the Premier League,
people do say that he's Dutch,
have that mentality of like, you know,
I have to say it was quite refreshing last year when we were winning, because it was like, you know what, he's not trying to be Klopp, and he just calls it as it is, and that's quite refreshing. Yeah. And you know, it's the difference.
So what's the deal with Salah? He signed a new deal last year.
Yeah.
2 years, was it?
Yeah.
But he's going for free in the summer.
Yeah.
They're letting him go.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I mean
it's great wages to get off the bill, I guess.
Yeah, like 400 grand a week.
Yeah.
And you know, you're missing out on what? You might get 40 million for him, maybe?
I'd say if he'd gone last year, like
if he'd gone after the season he had last year.
If they'd sold, like, say he had 70. 1 year left. Yeah, something like that. Like, Saudi would pay big money.
Yeah. I think now more about like, okay, you know, we'll give him what he wants because he's been such a good.
But it's a funny one now, because I don't, whatever pull it had.
Yeah.
With everything else going on in the world now, I don't think people are going to want to go
to the Saudi League,
to the Middle East, to be like, I want to play there. It's like,
I mean, that in itself, like, given the current climate and all that. But also, like, I feel like there was a huge surge of players going there, and there's a huge surge of players trying to get out of there, it feels like. I don't think anyone, I haven't heard one report of like a former, like a player going there and loving it. Instead, maybe Ronaldo, because he's like, you know,
Benzema seems, you know, they're getting their bag, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess
these guys are like getting their money. It was more, I think you're right in what you're saying about the younger guys that are like, I'm gonna go there, make my money, and it's like,
this is terrible.
Yeah, like your man from Villa,
John Duran,
yeah, he's playing in Russia now.
Good enough for him.
Yeah, he went
and
got the money. He was 21 when he went.
21,
and like, Villa got like 60 million or something for him.
So short,
and then he went, then he was in Turkey. And now he's in Russia.
Yeah. How's that working out for you?
I mean, he's getting his money.
I don't know. Yeah, but that, do you know what? Maybe there's nothing wrong with a player who's just straight up like, I'm just here to make as much money as possible. I'm not here to be the best player in the world. I just want to get as much out of I can out of this career.
Yeah.
So maybe I should just respect that. But with the Salah thing, I don't know where he goes. Probably Saudi. I'd love to go to America, to be honest.
That'd be great.
Go into Miami. You know?
Yeah, but like, also, America's fucking,
that's, I mean,
bug nuts.
Which would you want to go to less? Right. You know, like, what I mean?
Where else can you go at this stage in your career that's going to give you a bit of money?
It's not going to go anywhere in England. Maybe Bayern?
Brazil? Bayern aren't going to break
gonna
the
take
structure.
Him, really. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. So I don't know. But it was kind
Brazil always seemed to have like, like, Neymar is playing in Brazil, you know what I mean? Like,
he's playing there now?
Yeah, he's playing there now for Santos. And it's like, they're probably like,
is there a pull, though, for non-Brazilian players to go play in Brazil?
But I think these clubs have like, okay, we've got the one big check we can sign. Like, you know what I mean? Here you go.
Use it wisely.
It's like,
so, I'll take him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, yeah, it's an interesting one. And I was kind of like, you know, I knew, like, if you'd asked me, like, think Salah go at the end of the year, I'd be like, yeah, probably, yeah. But like, when actually is announced, you kind of be like, oh, wow. As soon as I seen the video, I didn't even click on it. I was like, oh, he's gone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sat down and I was like, well, he's not saying anything good.
Yeah. And I kind of knew, I mean, it was better than the Trent one, at least, because the Trent was like, I will be leaving at the end of the season. Like, just so, like, what's my next line?
Yeah, well, it's not gone well.
Like a Spanish lesson.
Really, half for an him. Hour. Like,
yeah, I don't know. I keep hearing conflicting reports about Trent of, like, oh, look at the great assist from Trent here. But, like, is it going well?
I mean, they're second in the league. They're 4 points off the top.
No thanks to him.
Still in the Champions League. So, yeah. You know, like, the Champions League final could be Real Madrid Barcelona this year, the way it's going. Which would be tasty.
Would be tasty.
But. He's not in the England squad for the World Cup or the provisional squad. Yeah. Like, so like that kind of
Tuchel obviously doesn't rate him. Because, I mean, there's a lot of right-backs who we would have been competing with who aren't around anymore.
He plays
anymore.
Three. You know, he plays three at the back and doesn't want to play him in midfield either, right. Apparently. So.
Well, that does kind of negate his position, doesn't it? Like,
well, then you think, right.
He's not a wing-back. He's not a central.
But, like, why isn't he a wing-back? Because, you know.
He runs.
Yeah, I mean, and he can get in position to cross the ball quite a bit. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah, surely wing-back would be a...
Yeah,
perfect
ideal.
Fit for him. Because you have the third centre back that's going to sweep around you.
Yeah, clean up your mess.
Yeah. Speaking of messes, I just want to vent.
Please.
Friday night football.
Oh, United?
Yeah.
Bournemouth?
Can you tell me, as somebody who's not impartial?
Uh-huh.
So, denied a penalty.
Yeah.
They score the other end.
Yeah.
Right? Go back 2-1 up.
Yeah.
Pretty exact same type of foul.
Yeah.
Penalty and a red card for Maguire.
Look, I'll be honest. I didn't see that incident, so I can't speak intelligently on it. But I remember you giving out about it.
Of course I was. I was like, well, they better not score now. And it's like, oh, well, maybe they do the VAR check. And I was like, it's like two hands on Ahmad's chest and like pushed over. It doesn't go near playing the ball. It's like, red knob. He's a little weak there. He's lining up a shot. Like, your man's not playing the ball at all.
Yeah.
And then, like, Maguire, like, an arm on Eva Nielsen's chest. He's like, and, like, he does make contact.
Well, let me ask you this. If you were to answer honestly, do you think that you have... I mean, I think you do. But do you feel like you can be completely objective when you're looking at a United decision? Or are you aware of a little bit of subjectivity creeping in there?
Yeah, I mean, there is subjectivity to a point, but I also think that they're both close enough that, like,
yeah,
if you give you one, you say, have to yeah, give the yeah, other, yeah. You know what I mean?
Well, that's the biggest pain point, is the inconsistencies. Like, depends on what ref, on what game. Apparently, on what, I mean, this is the same ref.
But this guy, he's done it like 3 or 4 times this year. This guy Atwell, like, he had one because they're playing Brentford away and a similar thing happened. They gave a penalty. Yeah. And Collins was the last man and like gave a yellow card. He was the VAR and said it was a yellow card, not a red card.
Sometimes I feel like there's a bit of ass covering in that, like, if they feel afterwards, maybe I made that wrong decision the first time, so I'll do the opposite the next time.
And I understand it in terms of he had just given us a penalty like 4 or 5 minutes earlier, which was a penalty. And then it's like hard to give another one. But also in the olden days,
it's a big call.
Somebody like a top class ref like Colina or somebody no, it's another penalty, you fouled him, you know what I mean?
See, here's why I think we should have, now just bear with me here, androids or some sort of, just bear with me, right? And I'm gonna lose you, someone to take the human, now look, I'm not saying AI, alright, I know you're about to, your steam is about to come out of your
ears. I want to talk about AI,
that's fine, but someone to take the human emotion out of it, because there's too much of that where it's like, oh, well, I just gave a penalty, I can't give another penalty, or like, it's only 90 seconds into the match, I can't give a penalty now, or like, that player's on the ground, it's bigger call on me to just say play on and book him than to just say, oh, he's on the ground, free, you know what I mean? there's so much of the like, you know, the crowds at them. I've made this bad decision. But he's on the ground. It's all going to come back to me.
You can't put it to a robot.
Can't you just go to some sort of
artificial intelligence? Has to power it. Has to power it, right? And you know, you've made many sketches on this thing that ChatGPT,
yeah,
you know, biggest AI chatbot,
yeah,
is very sycophantic.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't say it's objective.
But I'm not talking about putting into ChatGPT and saying, like, is this a fail?
No, but you're talking about some sort of artificial intelligence.
Some sort of, like, it's just measuring. Is there contact?
I tell you. I mean, it might be bad. It might mean that another financial crash is coming. But did you see OpenAI have shut down Sora?
Did they?
Discontinued. No more generative AI from them.
Interesting.
Very interesting. But it also is it's not making any revenue.
I tell you, the biggest water guzzler is generating videos. Like the difference, like genuinely, like the difference in like just a prompt, like what's the answer to this or how do I structure this better? That's nothing.
Yeah.
Images are a little bit, but videos are a fucking like, that's what is taking
it. So they had a $1 billion deal with Disney to create like videos or whatever using Sora, and now like Disney are able to walk away from it because of how badly it's going.
I'm delighted as well.
But like also worried that like, you know, my diesel has gone up.
Oh my fucking god! It's
back down today. Now it came back down at midnight this morning.
I fucking put a fair chunk into my...
When did you put it in?
This morning.
And it hadn't gone back
down? I didn't look, to be fair, but...
I put tenner in last night just to get me... And I was looking...
Just to see you through.
I was like, because Faye's like, just, I'll top it up in the morning.
Yeah.
And I was going to football and I was like, just to be safe, I'll stick a tenner in. And then I was looking and I was like...
Nothing.
237 litres.
Ridiculous. Yeah. But you know what's good about the AI thing is that, like, even like Joni... Like, is very anti-AI.
Good.
You know what I mean?
The kids and is very,
very, like, I was watching...
I find it's actually older people that are like, isn't it great? You're like, shut up, you. You fucking idiot. Like, you're not leaving any planet for the rest of us.
Yeah, I know. But I'm glad. I was glad that she's kind of a bit, like... And also, like, I find even she... can tell straight away like that's AI or like sometimes I'll be the old fuck and we'll be watching like a reel together or something. And
how many of those Netanyahu videos did you fall for?
I didn't see any of them.
He's like, well, they're like, he's dead. And it's like, no, look, here he is buying coffee in a coffee shop in Tel Aviv. And we're like, why has he got six fingers? Or like he's doing an address and it's like la la, and it's like
an extra finger.
It wasn't even like a fully finger. Somebody's like, that's his palm. Like, that's not his palm. Yeah, like, you know?
Oh, it's a bunch of... Anyway.
I had a question for you.
Yeah.
Because I've been getting the kids into some Disney movies that they haven't watched.
Do tell.
So, Emperor's New Groove.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
Have you not?
No. Well, I haven't seen a lot.
They were talking about Emperor's New Clothes in school. And I was like, I've only got the Disney movie for you. Patrick Warburton is in it.
Nice.
John Goodman, David Spade, Andy.
Okay, well,
why'd you like Goodman near the bees? and I got them to watch Aladdin. But we're big fans of, you know, some of the classic ones. I got them watching Robin Hood there recently, and they loved it.
Robin Hood, is that a Disney one?
Yeah, with the fox. Here's the reason why you know it's Disney.
Sheriff, you know, like the tax collector.
Oh, yeah.
Look here.
Yeah. Slim Pickin. And like Peter Ustinov's Little John.
Yeah.
But you'll know it's a Disney.
Iconic voices in that.
You know, well, it's Phil Harris as...
I don't know who that is.
Phil Harris is Little John. He's Baloo the Bear. And he's Thomas O'Malley. O'Malley the Alley Cat.
Oh, yeah.
And
I don't know who that is, though, this person.
No, but he's the voice, the same voice, and it's the exact same voice. It's just a
different animal.
It's like Baloo the Bear, and it's like Little John the Bear that looks... this guy is blonde, and the other one was grey, you know?
I really used to love that.
But my question to you was, what Disney character
Well,
do you think you are? And... aspirational and then realistic.
Okay, well, realistic, possibly Dory.
You're putting Pixar in there as well. Okay.
That's Disney, right? Because of
because they bought it.
The clinically bad memory. I took a little quiz earlier because I seen it in the thing. I got Hades from
James Woods.
Now, I'm not that familiar with Hercules, to be honest.
Yeah, you gotta get on Hercules.
I feel like that's a massive blind spot because everyone raves about it.
And you would love the songs. The songs are incredible.
Yeah, I've seen it a bit recently, but not in full. That's who I think I am. Aspirationally, though.
Who would you like to be considered as?
My mind keeps going to Pixar, you see, so I'm trying to think of someone in Aladdin.
Genie.
Genie'd be pretty good.
Yeah.
Iago.
Well, I think Iago is actually my realistic one. Is that like a lot of the times I have to put on a straight face, and then like as soon as I'm out of earshot, can you believe it? I don't care. This idiot is in here asking me for something.
We're never gonna get a hold of that stupid lad.
I tell you, Gus, absolutely the bit where he's like, Polly want a cracker? Switch had gone off in his head. He just kept saying it by jumping up and down. Polly want a cracker? And I was like,
brilliant.
Okay.
He's a kiddo.
Yeah. Time for bed.
Oh, that's great. What did they think of Aladdin?
They really liked it.
Good.
And like the bit that I thought would be the scariest, like, because I was saying to Polly, like, and who's your favorite? And she's like, I like the tiger. Yeah. Or I like Abu.
Raja.
Yeah. And I was like, and of course, who do you? He's like, I like the sand tiger. Like the glove of wonders, yes. The diamond in the rough.
It is a little bit, isn't
that,
it?
Like, that was the thing that I was worried about. And I was kind of, she was like, I was like, you're grand. Like, it's literally for like 2 minutes.
Yeah,
like,
be gone.
Yeah,
it'll stick be gone. With it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because Carrie was only asking, she was like, do you think Cloverfield would be all right for Joni? I was like, no. I was like, she doesn't even
Four more years.
Yeah, I was like, she doesn't even really like Jurassic Park because it's a bit scary. Yeah. So she's like, yeah, actually, yeah.
Cloverfield is like, this is a terrorist attack. Like, this could happen.
This is too real.
This could happen in Arklow. Like,
yeah, you know.
My aspirational one, though, would be, because the Aristocats is on in the house all the time. And I'd be like, Thomas O'Malley. It's just this this carefree cat that, like, O'Malley the alley cat.
There's a lot of Disney, especially classic Disney, that I really couldn't tell you what the story is. Like, Aristocats
is this old woman decides to leave her house to the cats.
Yeah.
And the butler thought he was going to get it. So he decides to, like,
get rid of the cats.
He drugs them and takes them out to, like, the outskirts in France. And he's going to get rid of them. And then it's the same voice as the sheriff of Nottingham. I'm the leader.
That's good.
He's one of the, like, these dogs that attack the butler, and he leaves the cats there, and they're making their way back, and then they meet up with O'Malley.
Is it a hound?
Yeah. He's like a basset hound.
You can,
like,
just tell me the voice. Yeah.
So then the whole thing is they have to try and get back to Paris to... And, you know, it's...
Simple. What's the song go? Something. Aristocats. The song.
Like. Oh, yeah. Oh. There come the Aristocats. Of course, then you have everybody. Scatman Crothers.
You're losing me now.
Everybody wants to be a cat.
Oh, yeah. I have heard
everybody
that.
Everybody wants to be a cat.
I'm trying to think, though. I don't know what... Maybe, I'm trying to think, is there just a middle-aged character just trying to do his best?
The guy from Up?
Goofy?
Yeah, Goofy from a Goofy movie could be you.
That you, like. Goof?
Hey there, Goof man. What you up to?
Being pathetic?
Well, you see, Goof, Pete is Big Pete. Yeah. Like, we watch, there's like Mickey's Once Upon a Christmas. They get busted out. And like, in one of them, he's like, if it isn't the Goofmeister himself.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Do you know, I was almost going to do an ad for Lynx, but we couldn't make it work with Tony. But like when we first got the email together, it was like, because we had just done the lotto ad. And then it was, we might want you to vote for this Lynx ad. I sent him a voice note, like, I was like, we just keep running into each other, don't we, street rats? Like, from
Aladdin. It's the just, big teeth and that guy.
It's such a go-to for quotes for me, but
it's probably the best.
I think it's the best. There's a big warning ahead in front of it now, where it's like, of the time.
Yeah, Arabian Nights, it's like, Agrabah, you know? It's like,
Like, what specifically is it that they're saying? Is it the accents?
I think it's a lot of a cultural appropriation, because I'm like, where is it? Is it Africa?
Yeah.
Is it like they live in like this, the Taj Mahal?
This,
like,
fictitious,
as if they're just like thrown a bunch of like shit in together. It's like, and it is over there where the dust is.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So I think that's
true. Oh, I fucking love it though.
You have something down here about the Manosphere.
Oh yeah, I watched the Louis Theroux doc, Into the Manosphere.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
I haven't watched it yet. Kind of gone off his stuff.
Do you know, I was never on his stuff. This is the first Louis Theroux doc that I've ever watched. And Kerry loves him. And
I kind of like him.
Do you know what I found, though? Is, like, obviously the men in it were, like, most of them were just dopes. One or two where I'm like, you know what? Like there's some where you're like, okay, he's a con man.
Yeah.
And then there's one or two where you're like, not for me at all, but, like, there's something genuine about them. Not wouldn't really want to hang out with any of them. But I kind of found that I didn't really like the way Louis Theroux was doing it. Because I'm kind of like, you don't need to, like...
Poke.
Yeah, poke, I feel like if they just documented it, it would have been a bit more credible. Like, he doesn't need to make little jokes, or you can tell it's edited in such a way that sort of like... there wasn't really a silence there,
yeah,
and he didn't really look at the camera after your man said that, but it's kind of edited that way. And it's like, well, it's kind of funny.
It's regarded as one of his lesser ones.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
I kind of thought it was a bit lopsided, and like, you don't even need to go, because like, they'll dig their own holes.
That's it.
So, or dig their own graves. So, but it's kind of like, I felt they were kind of pushing the agenda of like, these guys are idiots, which they are, but just let them be the idiots.
The,
you know,
Naked Gun does a really good joke about the Manosphere, a running joke about it. It's like, every time he's trying to, like, I think South Park do it as well, actually. Every time he's trying to watch a video or something, like a Manosphere influencer selling some energy drink pops up, and he's like, no. It's like, I'm like, that to me kind of, like, if you just document that sort of shit,
yeah,
because they are so foolish. Like, I know he couldn't get Tate to come on it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like, you could tell he wanted him. That would have been the big one, obviously. Like, and like, he's such a fucking
loser.
But it is a real thing. It's an epidemic, I think, with younger males that, like, you know,
yeah,
people like. I mean, I don't know if you saw Steve-O on Joe Rogan.
I've seen he was on, but
it was real. Like,
there was a bit of a back and forth or something.
Well, it was kind of like trans they were talking about.
And yeah,
he's like, you know, trans people have killed more people than ICE this year. And just
he was like, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's like, oh, I shouldn't have come into this room. I'm stuck here with this weirdo. Like, is that kind of feeling at a party where you're like, oh, how do I get out of this conversation?
So, like, Joe was going a bit too.
Yeah, he was like, did you know that? More nice. Mm. Like, that school shooter in Canada, you know, he was trans or, you know, whatever. And he's like, Steve, I was trying to be like, well, my experience
I was making a point about something else.
But it's like, he's very much like, well, that's not my experience. And like, but like, Joe Rogan has no experience, but he's just like,
rattles it off.
Exactly, rattles. And then
I feel he doesn't like Steve-O, because I remember Steve-O came on the last time. And I could kind of get why Joe was annoyed, because Steve-O kind of just whipped out halfway through, like, Steve-O's flushable butt wipes, you know, like that sort of stuff. And Joe kind of went off on, like, you know, they're actually, even though they say it's flushable, like, none of them are flushable. Like, talk to this person and this person.
Yeah.
It really fucks up the ocean and blah, blah, blah. He's like, oh, right. So I kind of got that, even though it was a bit awkward. I was like, okay, like, he's probably thinking, fuck you selling your product on this thing. Like, but then I seen that there was a bit of a back and forth with this one. I was like, oh, they're going at it again. I'm like, what is
it? It was more cordial, but it was just kind of like Steve-O being like, not really like being like, well, I think you're wrong there, Joe. It was like, oh, you know, I hadn't heard that. And like, you know, also being like, you know, it's when you're like just trying to placate somebody to be like, okay, we'll skip to the end, you know.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. That type like, of, oh, really? Oh, interesting. But look,
that's
anyway.
That's mad. Jesus, yeah, yeah.
I didn't know that. But what I'm saying
did you see the other thing though? Did you watch the match the other night?
Oh, such a good pivot.
Yeah, you know, it's something.
Yeah. But listen, did you see the thing? Yeah.
I might give it a go.
I think Faye, do you know what? Faye's, because you're quite anti-Manosphere, as most of us are. But I think it's definitely a good couples thing to watch. You know what I mean? I think Faye would probably like it as well. It's a very easy watch. Well, it's an hour and a half.
Yeah.
And it's a one-off. For a jock, it's not like one of these like 6 1-hour episodes.
That's also an epidemic.
Yeah, you know.
Like, this could have been a 2-hour documentary the way it used to be made. There's an art form to this shit. Like,
yeah. Start, middle, and end.
Yeah, you know. It's like by episode 5, you'll realize why they called him the sock puppet murderer. We finally get the sock puppets.
It's like, I wonder why.
At the last, like the last.
First 4 episodes, he had the sock in his hand.
The end of episode 5, it's just like. There it is on the desk, like slow motion zoom in on the sock puppet. It's like, oh, so you got an hour to delve into, like, why? Yeah,
there's too much. I found that with
so many of them.
Like, season 2 of Making a Murder, where it was like, this could have been 3 episodes max.
Yeah.
They strung it out into like 6, 7, I can't remember what it was.
Jinx was perfect, 6 episodes. And because it would cover the fucking
Jinx is good.
60 year lifespan, you know what I mean? Like,
what was the other one? The Staircase.
You're kidding.
He said you had sex with him. You're kidding.
No.
All right.
Let's get down to
brass tacks, gentlemen.
I sent you a banger.
Yes, you did.
Let's hit the theme. It's bangers. It's bangers. It's bangers for Andy. It's bangers. It's bangers. It's bangers for Andy. Fuck you, four eyes.
That, of course, was the theme for. Bangers for Andy, where Terry sends me a banger. This time, it was Love Takes Miles by Mr. Cameron Winter.
Now, do you know anything about this guy?
No.
Nothing. This is my guy.
Oh.
And considering I sent you the album to listen to a couple of times.
I thought there was something familiar. Yeah. I did think there was something familiar.
He's in the band Geese. Are you familiar with Geese?
I am not familiar with the band Geese.
They've kind of had the biggest record of last year. Like. Oh.
Was it this one?
No, this is a solo. This is solo stuff. But like, this was, I think, the end of 24, and then 25, Geese had a record, and they were like everywhere.
Oh.
So they're kind of, he's having a moment.
Sorry, let me just play a bit of for you guys, and then I'll come back.
Something will take you by your pants and swing you over its head and kick you back and forth. What's in the bells? Watching the lights, what I want is far away. Talk to the moon, flatten her down. Make her watch the wind all night. She can wait, lonely as hell. Walking around without moving, I'm back here. Watching the moon, writing it down. Love takes miles. Love takes miles.
I listened to it 3 times.
Yeah.
And I kind of thought, I liked his singing to an extent.
It's interesting.
It was a little bit, I found the music very interesting.
Mm.
That was quite I'd never really heard.
Keeps you a bit off kilter. Like that.
Yeah. And it kind of was a little bit of what I was talking about the last time, with that little kind of frequency that was like, oh, I like that.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a little bit like in the background or something. It's not like music that I'd heard. So that was something that I hadn't heard before. But overall, I liked it. Like, I kind of thought, kind of like, it didn't really rise and fall. It was just a nice sort of comfort cruise. But the music, I thought, was very interesting in it.
He does an amazing version of it on Jules Holland.
Bit of boogie woogie piano over the top.
No, Jules Holland is not like, hello, I'm here with my friend Cameron Winter. Take it away. It's like, fuck, just get him out of here. You know who he reminds me of?
Yeah.
Like your man from South Park. Oh, I don't want her. You can have her. She's too fat for me. You know, big gay Al's piano player. I'm like, just like constantly like mugging to the camera.
Yeah, really.
He does a great version because just like him under the spotlight and like just him on the, like if you listen to the lyrics, like I think the lyrics are incredible.
I didn't really clock the lyrics.
I think he kind of gives me a similar like Neil Young kind of vibes, like, you know, or Lou Reed maybe, something like that, like, you know, where it's like there's just some good fucking shit going on in there, like.
Just looking through it now. Yeah. Do you know what? I could see that he was talented, and it went on to other songs of his that I also
quite liked. Which one? Rolling Stones?
No.
Nausicaa?
Yes.
Nausicaa.
And I liked it.
That's good.
So
that might be my favourite, but I kind of went with the biggest one.
Like, yeah, you know? I listened to both, and I liked both, and it took me down Spotify radio of similar vein. Now, after a couple of songs, like, ass. But it wasn't him. It was other stuff. But I did. I liked it. I would give it a probably... I'd give it a 7 out of 10.
No.
I enjoyed it. It was a bit of a jump.
He is my, like... This is... I'm buying stock in 2024.
Getting in early.
Well, I'm late already because there are two albums from Geese that were like... But when his solo album came out, I was like, oh, I like this.
Yeah.
And I'm saying to Faye, like, she's like, heard this, like, he's my guy, Faye, I tell you.
Isn't it nice, though, when you do find someone who's like,
this decade? Yep. Yeah, 100%.
Like, that's my guy. I'm trying to think, what's the last musical rabbit hole I went down where you discover someone and then you realize, oh, they're fucking class. Well, maybe.
Hobo Johnson.
Angels and Airwaves, probably. But I'm trying to think of one that you would actually respect. you know, I mean, maybe the Arctic Monkeys, but, like, I really.
That's 25 years ago. Like.
I know, but I was really into them in 2006 and 7, and then...
That's 20 years ago.
Yeah, but then there was nothing up until, like, Tranquility Base for me. I breezed past AM. Didn't want to know. I seen him more twatish with his teddy boy, and I was like, they're not for me.
Yeah.
So I just did, like, I didn't hear it.
And then you wait until he looks worse and sounds worse.
Better believe it. Yeah. Speaking of, well, Mr. Woods, your next single is going to be
number 3. What a bullet!
I'm not a singer.
Shut up! you sent me two.
Let's play the jingle and we'll come back.
Which one's better? You can't both have the same title.
Which one's better?
Who wins?
That, of course, was the jingle for Sir, A Second Song Has Hit the Tower, a tribute to the tragedy at 9/11. Terry.
Never forget.
I sent you three versions of the song Hold On. Now, I gave you Hold On by Wilson Phillips, Hold On by John Lennon, and Hold On by Alabama Shakes. Now, I urged you to keep the Wilson Phillips one and then take your pick of the other two.
Yeah.
What did you pick, first of all?
I picked Alabama Shakes.
Motherfucker.
I don't particularly care for that John Lennon.
Okay.
And you know what? I
think you know that.
Yeah. But also, you know, I don't know what I was going to get out of you, you know, from talking about it, like.
The John Lennon one?
Yeah. Self-indulgent tripe.
I suppose.
But I tell you something.
Yeah.
You inadvertently stumbled onto one of my favorite songs of the past 15 years.
The Alabama Shakes one?
Yeah.
Ooh, like that, I'm glad.
That to me, there's something about, and we'll start with this one and then go to Wilson.
Yeah.
That song like speaks to me in the way the music is played. You know what I mean? Like, you know, and like, even like, it's just the start. Like, bless my heart, bless my soul. I'm like, ooh.
Bless my heart, bless my soul. Didn't think I'd make it to 22 years old. There must be someone.
the big, like, it took me ages to send you something because I, like, there's no shortage of ones, but I'm like, that's too lopsided. That's definitely going to win. So I was trying to find ones to get a balance of, like, no, I know he'll pick that one. Or, like, what about this one? No, like, I'm trying to shoehorn that in, but that one's clearly better.
Mm-hmm.
But, and I kind of thought, like, okay, I suspected you wouldn't vibe with the John Lennon one.
It's fine.
It's like, just a bit of a ditty.
Yeah.
But the, yeah, Alabama Shakes, I thought.
Like, when I was listening to it, I was like, ooh. First of all, that you put it on, then it was like, when I was listening to it, I was like, I had a big smile on my face, and I could feel the, you know, the hairs.
Goosebumps?
The hairs on my hands. Were,
oh, just the hands, not the arms?
Well, the arms too, but I'm getting into Robin Williams territory here.
Oh, yeah. I'm jealous.
Why do you want
to always been so fair-haired. Look, do I have fucking vitiligo or something?
What's that? What is that?
The thing that Michael Jackson had. All these white spots all over me. Anyway, this is neither here nor there.
No more so than me.
Let me see your hands compared to my hands. They're not that far. Your hands, if you don't mind me saying, your hands look a little bit older than mine, but I feel like you do more with them, should I say.
How dare you?
If you know what I mean. I told you
that in confidence. And then Wilson Phillips is, mm-hmm. You know what it has?
Yeah.
It has gorilla drums.
Shum dum.
Why am I calling gorilla drums?
Phil Collins?
Yes, Dairy Milk. There you go.
And we never discussed that.
This is why this podcast works. Because the drums are like in the air tonight. And then there was a Dairy Milk ad with the gorilla playing the drums.
How did I know? Yeah. How did I know exactly what you were going to say?
Fucking excellent, man. That's the clip. Put it out there for the internet.
Yeah, I know that there was pain, but you hold on for one more day. Break free, break from the chain. Someday somebody's gonna make you wanna turn around and say goodbye. Say goodbye. Until then, baby, are you gonna let them hold you down and make you cry? Don't you know? Don't you know? Things are changing now. Things are going away. If you hold on.
It has that. It has the twinkly piano. You know? Yeah. It's just great. It is a good time.
Mm-hmm.
It came back, I think, into people's consciousness with Bridesmaids.
Because
it is the end of Bridesmaids. But I'll go one more again and go back like 5 years earlier. Harold and Kumar.
That's the one.
Extreme. That's and then they the get one. Their car.
I don't mind.
Yeah, they get the car and they put on the music. They're posers. Unbelievable. Yeah. Like, somebody's going to turn around, say goodbye.
That's actually what brought it into my world again.
Yeah, Harold and Kumar.
Where it was just like, I have to say, when it comes on, I mean, like, I really like the verses. Yeah. You know, why do you lock yourself up in these chains? It's so 80s.
It's actually not. It's not 80s though.
1990.
It's 1990. Because I was like, that's tail end of the 80s there. And then I'm like, yeah, but the 80s kind of went on till like 91 anyway, didn't they?
It did. You know, a bit of spillover.
Yeah.
But I think the end is just too. That's fucking fist pumping for me. Like, you know what I mean?
Too fist pumping.
No, it's all right. It's the. That's never be too fist pumping.
That's what it is.
It's so fist pumping for me. And also, Brian Wilson's daughter.
Really?
Wilson Phillips, yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, one of them. I don't know which one. But one of them is Brian Wilson's daughter.
Short name Kip, Mo, Sue.
So I kind of. Yeah, so that's as an extra little thing. So
I'm going Alabama Shakes.
Yeah.
But two good choices.
Solid
again.
Okay, that's all I want.
And I was like, when I turned on Wilson Phillips, I was like, well, this is going to be it.
Yeah.
You know, and then it was like,
I was trying to find something that would compete with Wilson Phillips.
It's a good one. Because what did I do for you? It was Sweet Dreams, Eurythmics.
Yeah.
Against the two from The Departed, which is what we're covering over on the Patreon for the low fee of €5 a month. We'll get into it. That's our next episode.
Yeah, we're going to be literally recording it as soon as this one ends.
Yeah, but I'll go with Alabama Shakes.
Okay. That's solid.
Yeah.
So that is the song, you might say, that hit your tower.
Yes.
We really have to, really have to dial back the. We're at war, Andy.
They're at war, for God's sake.
I'll pick a new tragedy.
Yeah, I'll pick a new tragedy, babe.
But look, I think that's wraps us up nicely.
I did mention the Patreon, so
You'll find a bunch of stuff there. You know the drill. You've got about 200 plus episodes waiting for you there. Of all, if you don't mind me saying, our best stuff. Don't listen to this shit. Listen to the Patreon.
Could we get paid?
It's a fiver a month. Nothing. We're literally losing money on the deal. Okay?
Figuratively.
You get two extra episodes a month and you get early access to these episodes and a whole back catalogue.
We're currently doing the movies of Matt Damon.
You better believe it.
So we've got In the Cam, we've got The Bourne Identity, Tell the Mr. Ripley, Rounders, and
The Rip.
The Rip. And we're covering this week 2006's The Departed.
That's right.
Oh, I can't wait.
We're going to talk about it right now, in fact.
And we got a bunch more other stuff back there. We got What's So Great About the MCU, What's So Great About 90s Action, What's So Great About Ryan Gosling. Did you see?
No.
His new movie opened to 87 million domestic last weekend.
He still got it.
I tell you, he needed it. He needed a couple of hits. Yeah. Like Fall Guy wasn't a hit. And like, okay, yeah. Barbie was a hit, but he's not.
He's not the main.
He wasn't. Yeah. You know, people go see Barbie, not for Ken. They go see for Barbie.
True.
But he kind of needed a big open.
Good for him.
Yeah. Space movie as well.
Oh.
Project Hail Mary.
Didn't know that.
We'll do space movies one of these days.
I hated Ryan Gosling before this miniseries. Did Terry win me over?
€5, you can find out.
That's generally what these whole things are. And it started with the MCU, where I was really. I mean, if you go back to the first Iron Man, like, I am fucking raging that I even have to watch these movies.
There's a clip of Andy being like, they're all the same. Who's next? Fucking Couch Man.
That was a good one, yeah.
Zinger, huh? Yes, sir.
But after a while, he started to wear me down, as he does. and I realized I actually love the movies.
Yeah.
Or some of them. But it's a lot of the What's So Great About series is involving that, trying to sway me on various things. Mm-hmm. We've done Wes Anderson. I think that's on the main channel.
That's on main, yeah. Cage on main. PTA on main. Behind the paywall, we've also got Big Willie Slops, a.k.a. Big Will's Bad Movies. We've got movies of Tony Scott, which was a delightful experience for you, I think. And heist movies and the movies of the year 2007.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, we're doing Matt Damon. And then we'll get the poll up for the next one. I'm titling The Big Boy Ballot.
I don't even know.
You got to be a Patreon member to get in on this shit, though, guys.
Good stuff.
And if you can't do me €5 a month, you can do me one more better.
Yeah.
By give me a rating and review.
Where's he going?
Did you know that Mohamed Salah has how many goals this year? Let's see.
Five. Yeah. Maybe five.
The goals.
Just say player of the years.
I don't want 24, 25. We got
golden boot trophies. How many has he got? Well, he's got four if you're counting.
And Premier League, he has five goals. And that's exactly the kind of stars I want in my review. How does he do it?
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, the ad-libbing is off the charts. Yeah, well, look. Five star review. You heard it there yourself. Listen wherever you get your podcast. But sure, you listen to it now. So
good night
for that. But if you like it, tell us you like it. That would really
make Andy feel better.
That would make me feel good about myself. I get all my validation externally. So please do that. Until then,
look after yourselves
and each other.
Goodbye.
Randy Walters is the son of a bitch. Yeah, that's why I fucked his wife and got filthy rich. Yeah.
System, you punk ass, no good motherfucker. is a pigment looking motherfucker.
Plus, Fish fucked your wife and you gotta take care of his kid.